Oh, I need the mic, don't I? Thank you so much. I'm a little nervous. We're broadcasting live. It's not like being back at the studio, I'll tell you. So we're very excited. Today's show is all about life groups. We're going to find out just what they are, where they meet, and which one might be a great fit for you. So I'm going to start today. I've got a very special guest. My first guest is not only my producer, but my knight in shining armor. Cliff, can you come up? Why are you sitting far away? Wow.
Yes, beautiful.
So, tell us, what are life groups for those that don't know?
Well, Ellen, they're small groups of people that meet for a spiritual purpose. They can be a Bible study, a mini church, a prayer meeting, or any other small group.
I think I get small group, I get prayer meeting, but what's mini church?
Well, mini church is a small group that meets and replicates the church service. They have worship, and they review the pastor's sermon and try to apply it to their lives. Then they have a time of praise and prayer.
Well, neat. So, why are you wearing a life jacket today?
Oh.
It's okay.
It's
okay.
Right there.
You don't have to get the life jacket. This is our trial run. Come back for second service. We'll be better.
Yes, beautiful.
So, why are you wearing that life jacket?
Because you told me to.
And he forgot. Oh, if he only did everything I said when I said.
Yes, beautiful.
But that's another show. We'll do that at another time. So we wore life jackets last year when we did the Life Lodge. What's the connection between life jackets and life groups?
Well, life groups can be your life preserver through the relationships and friendships that you make and what you learn and how you grow spiritually. That's your life preserver.
You know, it's kind of like what Marcy and Stan shared, how we can be life preservers for other people. And a lot of the people from their mini church gave that life preserver to them so we can see how it's working. So thank you so much. Well, now that we know a little bit about life groups and what they are, let's get some of the life trainers up here so we can find out more about the specific groups. So my first, what I'm going to call up is the ladies related to Soul Sisters and Sisterhood. So Celia, if you could come up, and while she's coming up, I just draw your attention to the handout in your bulletin. And that just lists all the different life groups. So as we're going through, if you see one that just sounds like it might be a perfect fit for you, you might want to make a little note of it. And all the life group trainers' information is there if you want to reach out to them. So thank you so much, ladies, for coming.
You're welcome.
Thanks for inviting me.
I think I need another mic. We'll be better in the second service. Okay, so Soul Sisters and Sisterhood. I love the names. What do you guys do?
Well, what do we do, Marcy?
Well, we learn more about the Bible, and we pray, we worship, and we fellowship.
And what's the difference between the two groups?
Well, Soul Sisters meets early in the morning on Saturday, like at 7:30.
Wow.
And the Sisterhood meets in an evening on Thursday night at 6:30.
Okay, now so do they both meet here at the church?
No. Soul Sisters meets here at the church on Saturday, and Sisterhood meets at Mary Foyle's house. And we're both studying the same book, so that's how we're the same.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah. So if I normally go to, say, Saturday morning, and my husband wants to take me on a romantic getaway to the Adirondacks or something, so I know I'm not going to be able to make Saturday, I can just go on Thursday and I don't even miss it. That is neat.
It is, and that's exactly why we started Soul Sisters. And it also allows people to make that choice based on their jobs and their family situation and going to wonderful places like you just mentioned.
Neat. Well, now, when we do shows, I have researchers go out and we get the extra intel that you don't normally find out. And I found out something about Soul Sisters and Sisterhood. I'd heard about them, but I had never heard about soul prayer. What is soul prayer?
Do you want me to tell what soul prayer is? Well, that's our time after we have soul sisters. Mm-hmm. Anyone who can stay. And we just, we pray over the church, we pray for the women involved in Soul Sisters and Sisterhood, and we pray for any needs that anyone has. It's a very special time.
Wow.
It's beautiful. That our prayer time on Saturday, this Saturday, was beautiful, especially because Marcy was back with us, and Lindy was back with us, and it was just a wonderful time. We pray for about an hour.
Oh, neat.
Afterwards, yeah.
Great. And now that's only Soul Sisters mm-hmm. as the soul prayer.
Right.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Could we have everybody that's connected with Soul Sisters or Sisterhood stand up so we could see who's connected with the groups? Great. That's great for first service. Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you, ladies. I'll let you go and invite my next guest up, who's Dee Miller. She's going to come, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the prayer group that meets here. I won't tell. Thanks for coming on the show, Dee.
You're welcome.
Don't be nervous.
Oh, I like it better.
Not like me.
Yeah, when we come for prayer, we just arrange down there in a little circle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not as scary down there.
It's not scary down there.
They are scary, aren't they? So tell us about the prayer meeting. What's it like?
It's just a time when a bunch of us, and it seems to be ladies, but men can come too. We just gather around in a circle here and just share prayer requests. And we also gather the ones during the week off of the internet, off the church email, and we pray over those needs also. And
always for pastors.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
I wondered how I could get a request because I work during the day, so I can't come, but I was wondering. So that answers that question. That's great.
Yeah.
So, and where you meet, so you meet right here, and what time and day?
10 in the morning mm-hmm. on Thursdays.
Okay.
Every Thursday from 10 to 11.
Boy,
we try to start pretty much at 10 and be done at 11 mm-hmm. for people that have somewhere else they have to go.
Well, that's neat.
So, yeah.
We heard Cherie testify last week or the week before about how impactful those prayer times are. So that's a great group. I'd encourage you to try that. And when I was a new Christian, I wasn't comfortable praying out loud, but I like that, the power of being in a group that's praying. Is it okay if you come but you don't pray out loud if you're not comfortable yet?
Sure.
Yeah? So you guys are pretty flexible, like Soul Sisters and Sisterhood.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a really neat group to be part of. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, great. Thank you, Dee. Well, now, you got that? For second service. Now my producer is going to share a little bit about another life group that meets during the day.
Thank you, Ellen.
Was it right side up this time?
Yes, beautiful. Jim and Pat Atkinson have a Bible study in your home every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Directions to their home are in your bulletin. You can call or check the church website, too, for additional information for which for which Wednesdays they meet. They say new people are always welcome. Could we have anyone or everyone who attends their mini church stand up, please?
Yay, Lynn!
Back to you, Ellen.
Well, thank you, sir. All right, now we're going to highlight the mini church that meets at the Foyles home. If Brenda could come up. We know she's a great speaker, so. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we had hoped to have Dave and Mary Foyle here too. You meet at their home, right?
We do.
Yeah, and that's not far. Do you know about how far it is from the church?
It's about 4 miles.
Oh, that's not far at all.
It's near Maple View, if you know where Maple View is.
Okay.
And you can actually see the light from their driveway.
That's a good good way to mark it.
Yes.
And the directions are actually in that handout that's in your bulletin. So we heard a little bit about what a mini church was when Cliff came up. Do you guys pretty much follow that same format, or are you a little bit different?
We do. We have worship. We start with worship at 7 o'clock, and we have some wonderful worship leaders. They bring their guitars, and we actually have music. So when they're there, they can't always be there. And sometimes Pastor Mitch comes, and he brings his guitar.
Okay.
So, and then we have, we do the study. We actually eat all through the thing. We don't eat before or after. We eat through the whole thing. So there's food, you know, so yes. And then we study what we heard on Sunday, and we talk about it. And it's good to get other insight from Christians who've been walking with Jesus a lot longer than some of us. And we do the questions. They don't always like them, but we do the questions. And then we have prayer. We do the prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times we do some that come off of the emails because they're people we know and love.
Oh, neat. So what night do you guys meet?
We meet on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock.
Okay, great. So you're close by.
Yes.
Sounds like a great group to be part of. Is there anything else about the group you want to let us know?
Well, we do, sometimes we do more things than just meet for that. We lots of times have potluck dinners. This past Tuesday, we had a potluck dinner. And in the summer, we usually have a barbecue.
Nice.
And we also invite other groups like Sisterhood and Soul Sisters. And
we've crashed that barbecue before. It is good. Well, thank you, Brenda. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you.
And we've actually got another mini church that meets, so we're going to call Doug Swatka.
All right.
I got to tell you, having Doug on the show makes me a little nervous because he's got a sense of humor, and the innocent look.
I'll be serious.
That's okay, Doug. Just don't throw me too much here. All right, so we heard their format. Do you guys kind of follow the same format, or are you a little bit different?
Well, we're basically the same. I mean, we're different people. We're at a different house. We're on a different night, so we're different. But we do basically follow the same thing. We go over what the pastor said, try to talk about how it affects us, how we look at it, what new we learned, what we thought was right, and we found out maybe isn't. And we discuss that among each other and take and go that way. We don't have snacks like they do. We're a very healthy group.
Sounds like a cover-up.
Actually, we just figured it was too much of a bother to take and do it every week. So if somebody wants to bring something, we do, but we don't plan on it. But we are a very nice group. We gather together. I am the only man there. So it is open to all men. It's open to all ages. You know, even though we're a mature group, we do like to take and have different perspectives from different people. You know, we would love to take and have anybody in their teens to their 80s in our group so we can get the different perspective. I am the only man, so I am the only one that can give the male perspective of things, which at times is very difficult, I'll have to admit. Women see things differently than men do, and we have discussions over that. So I do need help. I need someone to take and back my point of view. So if anybody out there would like to take and attend, we are at Eileen's house, which is over on Krebs Road off of Manwaring. It's not far from the church here, and we do just enjoy meeting and being with each other. It's something that we enjoy doing.
Great. And what night do you guys meet and what time?
Well, if you'd listened earlier,
I
said that we meet on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. And we try to keep it to 8:30, an hour and a half. We usually try to be out there on time. Especially, like I say, we are a mature group, so that driving at night sometimes can be a problem. So we do like to try to get out when there's still maybe a little light. In wintertime, that's almost impossible, since it's dark before we even get there. But we are one of the unusual groups who, because of the weather conditions, lots of times won't meet during the winter time, during January and February. We try to go as far into December as we can, while the weather still permits, but to take and have somebody out and away from their home during a snowstorm, we like to keep people safe.
Okay, so when you guys decide you're going to stop meeting, we update the calendar, right? So
that is correct. That is correct.
Okay, great.
And thanks. And then when we go to start up again, we will let them know so that everybody who wants to take and join us can. But like I say, being a mature group, if we had some younger people in there who would drive us back and forth, you know, I guess it'd be quite similar to the teenagers serving you at a meal at camp. They would be wonderful. But like I say, we do meet, we enjoy each other's companies, and we would enjoy anyone. And I repeat that again, anyone, especially the ones that have mail in their name.
Males, he needs males.
Could come. But we're quite happy with what we do.
Well, great. Well, we may even come visit, and then you'll have a partner in crime with Cliff, so.
Well, we would enjoy that.
All right, well, thank you so much, Doug. I appreciate you coming on the show. And I just want to make note that you said you were a mature group several times, and I did not take that bait. I could have, but I want credit for not going there.
Oh, that's okay. I'm old.
Well, mature has another definition. Thank you so much.
No, wait a minute. Now, I got something here. Now, everyone else has had a chance to stand up and let be known that they're in the group. She was just trying to get me off of here without recognizing my group. So would anyone who is at our mini church please stand up now to be recognized?
They're afraid now. Why isn't your wife standing? Do you leave her home?
No, but she doesn't really want to be known that she's with me.
Oh, so we won't point her out?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
She's right back there.
You're welcome.
All right. Come again to second service. Well, now I'm going to fill you in on the quilting ministry. And actually, Lynn is going to come up, and she's going to share with you after I finish with the quilters. So she's going to come up right now. And the quilting ministry is actually organized by Pat Brown. And she wanted me to tell you about what they do. And she said I could show you this beautiful quilt. This is just one of the quilts that they have made. Oh, look, I've got a model coming. Thank you so much. He comes in handy now and then, doesn't he? So this is just one of the quilts they've made. And of course, it's upside down. No, I'm just kidding. So, yep, now it's upside down. So in the white section, oh my. So in the white panels, you probably can't see our cameras that are filming could probably zoom in, but they actually have Bible verses. And these quilts are given to people that are seriously ill. And it's not just women, it's men, and it's even children. And they're not just going to people within this church congregation, they're going all over. They've even gone to different states. And sometimes they go to somebody that doesn't even know the Lord. Look, he's blocking me, he's blocking me. I'm just teasing you. So this group meets every other Monday, and they meet in the entryway at 5:30. Now, Pat said that sometimes they need to cancel because of weather or health issues, so it's good to call her if you're new to the group and you want to try it out. Her number is on that handout in your in the bulletin, and also you could check the church calendar, which will show which Monday they're meeting. And I asked her what skill levels you need because, you know, I'm really not a quilter. I'm pretty limited. And she said they can use people that have never even used a needle before. So they can use all skill sets. They will show you what you need to know. And this is just a really awesome ministry. Even guys can join. So Lynn is actually going to, there's a very cool testimony that Lynn is going to share about one of the ladies that received one of these quilts.
Good morning. I have a neighbor, and I was talking to her about Christ, and she was quite happy to hear about that. She related to a friend of hers who has never heard about Christ that much, and the little bit that she did hear was negative, of course, and that's out there a lot more than I think we realize. This woman has been going through many, many cancer operations, and the pastor spoke about persecution. Well, I think that can be a form of persecution, going through a cancer situation alone with nobody but your cat with you. Well, this quilt was handed on to her, and she told my neighbor, she says, whenever she got feeling really down and out, she would wrap herself in it, and she would read the verses. And since then, she has come to give her heart to the Lord. So you see that these quilts do a lot that we don't even realize. They do a lot to help the people that I call riding the fence. There's a lot more of those people out there than we realize, because all they hear about is the negative, 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 negative. They don't hear about the positive like we should, sorry about that. Don't hear about the positive. They only hear about that in church. And there's a lot of people that won't come to church because of the fact that they just hear all the negative. So it's really important to reach out there and just plant those seeds. Just keep planting those seeds.
Yeah, it goes back to what Jim said earlier, just do something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something mm-hmm. where we could do something. So
that's right.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
You're welcome.
It was short notice, so I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Okay.
Great. Well, now we're going to call the Jacksons up. They're going to come and talk to us about a life group called Growing Warriors. I just love the names of these life groups, don't you guys? We've got Soul Sisters, Sisterhood, Growing Warriors. Well, you guys, thanks for coming on the show. I know it's hard, especially with having the kids and trying to get out of the house. So,
thanks for having us.
Tell us, what do you guys do in Growing Warriors?
Well, our motto is plant a seed, grow a community. We've talked about that a lot this morning, the seeds. And how many are here because somebody planted a seed in you? But it's about growing faith, family, and friendship through God-given resources. And Nadine will expand a little bit on that.
Our intention is to plant faith in each person in the congregation that God can provide. He does provide, he has provided for all of their needs, whether it's health, food, resources, and friendships, people that come into our lives. So different subjects that we've already discussed have been fasting, fermenting foods, and gardening and herbs. In the future, we are going to continue with herbs and canning, dehydrating, alternative heat sources, energy sources, and meal planning, and other topics.
Very cool. Is there a way that I would know what you might be talking about if I wanted to check out your group this week?
Yeah, you can ask us in person, or phone us, or email us, and we hope to have a schedule in the bulletin by next week on upcoming topics.
That's cool. I think it's really timely. And all your contact information is in that handout, so you guys can reach out to them at any point. And I know you'd be excited to get some new people coming, wouldn't you?
Yes,
yeah?
So absolutely.
When do you guys meet, and where do you meet?
Well, we meet at 6 o'clock here at church in the offices now. We got moved, but that's good. And 6 to 7 every Thursday. In the church offices. It's during the Family Matters time right now. So
that's perfect. So if you've got kids, the kids can go to Kids Club, right? And then you guys can, and then they could go over to the offices. And the offices are over here, right?
Yes, that's
great.
Correct.
Well, cool. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your group?
Come. Find out what we do.
Great.
Plant some seeds.
Well, could anybody that's connected with this group stand? Thank you, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it. Well, now we're going to switch gears. Oh, my. I think he's looking for lunch now. He's buttering me up. Thank you, sir. So we're switching gears, and we're going to talk to some of the guys involved in our men's group. So if we could have Pastor John and Chuck Miller come up.
Thank you.
Here you go.
He's double mic'd, or you're mic'd.
Really?
Oh, he's got a mic. Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you guys for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So my researchers, they were at it again, and they are telling me you guys meet, you have two groups. One meets at 5:30 a.m. and one meets at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. Now, wow. I've got a guy that I know personally that might run a little late to that 6 a.m. one, but he loves it.
Yes.
A little late.
Once in a while.
Actually, Ellen, I was looking in my nautical almanac, and I found out that there's three time zones in our region. There's Eastern Standard Time, and there's Atlantic Standard Time, and there's Cliff Time. Which is somewhere in the middle. Yeah, I never knew that before.
They are always covered up for each other. Well, it's good to know that after all these years, I find out there's an actual Cliff Time. Yeah, it's not just a rumor.
Really.
But you know, Cliff just gets so blessed by going to Band of Brothers. There's got to be something really great if guys are getting up this early. I mean, is it a Bible study, or is it really, are you guys just chatting? Is this the time to just chat?
Oh, we never do that. No, we would just chat. No, yeah, actually, we do. I can't say too much about the 5:30 a.m. group. They meet on Fridays, and our group that meets here on Tuesday mornings meets at 6, and it's a bunch of guys that really just get together, and we have a little bit of a format. We try to pray over prayer requests first and see how everybody's week is going. We have a little kind of accountability thing there with each other, and we raise up any burdens that we're carrying, and we pray over those. And we have praise time, too. We hear praise reports about what God's doing in all of our lives. And then we get together, and we dive into the Word, and we spend some time searching out the Word. And right now we're going through a study of the red letter words in the Bible, the words of Jesus himself in the New Testament. Right now we're studying in Matthew, and just diving deep into what does he really mean by that, and what's he trying to tell us about how to be leaders and men of God in our church today. And it's a great discussion. We start at 6 a.m. and we try to finish right by 7, because we know a lot of the guys in the group have to get on to work. And right. So we get them out of there promptly at 7.
So that's really why you guys meet so early.
That's right.
So that guys can fit it in their schedule. That's great.
I can tell you it's not because I like getting up early. It's because...
Not that you're retired now.
Well, yeah, yes. There's different theories about that.
Yeah, that's true. So what are you guys doing in the man group, Pastor John?
Well, the man group, that actually stands for Men's Accountability Network. Given the fact that it's targeted toward men, we did not have a name for the group. I actually inherited the group from Pastor Wayne. He had begun to meet with one or two guys, and so we have a larger group than that now. The first Sunday I was here, Jack Johnson. Jack, stand. Stepped out into the aisle, and he said, "Do you intend to continue the Friday morning Bible study and prayer group?" And I said, "Well, what time is it?" 5:30 a.m. We meet that early again because just as the other group is designed to help guys be able to get the Word of God and have prayer before they go off to work, some of our men have to leave very early. And so 5:30 a.m. Seems to work. Once a month, rather than meeting here at the church, on the second Friday of each month, we meet down at the restaurant in Maple View so that those who are further south are able to come and join us more readily, and also because that allows us to eat some ham and bacon and eggs and so on.
Man food.
Man food. But the thing that we've been studying for some time is spiritual warfare throughout the Bible. We started way back in the book of Genesis to show how Satan has been working against God and God's will. We are now in the book of Acts, and things are getting very intense, really, in the study. And there's a great deal going on. We pray for each other, just as the Band of Brothers does on a regular basis. Have a very close camaraderie.
Oh, great. Well, could we have anybody that's connected with either of the men's group stand up?
I know you're out there. All right.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you guys coming on the show. But, you know, Pastor John, while I've got you right here, can we wrap it up by talking about our last life group? And that's the senior Bible study.
I inherited this Bible study from Brian Holman. He pastored, you know, for years at Park United Methodist, and he was called to a very large church on the north end of Syracuse. And he came to me and he asked, would you keep my commitment that I had with the group that I started there at the Springbrook Apartments? I said, well, I would be happy to. After a couple of months of forgetting about it, I actually am meeting there on a regular basis with them. And we meet at 10 a.m. on Thursdays. And we have people from the apartments who are there, primarily women, who actually come in and meet with me. But we have a great time studying the Word of God and a great time in prayer. And I have found that there are opportunities for people later in life than what sometimes we recognize. Because when people are getting later in life, sometimes they begin to see the end of the ball game coming, so to speak, and they begin to really take inventory of where they are spiritually. And there is that last opportunity to talk to people about Jesus Christ. So I've been encouraging them to share their faith in the hallways and in the rooms there at the apartments, and I believe that they are doing so.
That's neat. Would you like to see some of us show up sometimes at those Bible studies?
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Yeah, cool. Absolutely.
I bet the residents there would love it.
I think the residents love any time that they get some contact from outside their own groups.
Cool. Well, great. I appreciate you guys both coming on. I appreciate all the life group leaders that came and for all that stood up. I just hope that you now understand what life groups are and that maybe one has piqued your interest. I know the different life groups are really excited to see some new faces these next few weeks, and I would encourage you to try at least one, if not two. So, thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. And by the way, Ellen, I just want to say thanks for having me on the show, because my agent tells me now my career is just going to take off.
I really do believe in the life groups. I believe in the many churches. I think that God is really working. I'd love to see far more people involved, because, well, there are just a few reasons. First of all, I believe these groups are very biblical. If you read in the book of Acts chapter 2, and then even further along in the book of Acts, you begin to read about how the believers got together, they ate together, they had all things in common. And I believe that that really reflects community. God wants Christians to live in community. He did not design us to be lone rangers and to live outside of the body of faith. It works so much better when we truly have the holiness of God and the holiness of the church in our lives, and this really is a way, these groups, to go ahead and to do that. It's also very practical. I don't know if you knew this, but the people who do these studies of churches will tell you that if a person is going to stay in a church, that they have to have 7 new friends within the first 6 months. What better way is there to introduce people and to really build those friendships and those relationships than a life group that already exists? And so I just want to encourage you to bring others into the groups and to give them the same privilege that you really enjoy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for yourself. We thank you, Lord, for your Son. And we just pray that we might lift up Jesus, because you have said, he said, that if he is lifted up, He will draw all men unto himself. Lord, our community and our nation desperately needs unity. And the only place that will ever come is through Jesus Christ. And so we just ask that you would put that burden upon our hearts and that we would do our utmost to follow after your will. Thank you. Amen.